ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं जीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो जस्ट नाउ वी वेरी ब्यूटिफुली हर्ड फ्रॉम सूर्यनाथ साधनाथ स्वामी महाराज ऑफ डिफरेंट पर्सनालिटीज। लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु गेव देम प्योर लव ऑफ गॉडहेड एंड देयर वाज सो मच ऑफ वैरायटी। Maharaj is mentioning about Sarvam Bhattacharya, and then is mentioning about the South Indian Brahmana illiterate Prakashananda Saraswati, and he was mentioning about Dukhi. Such a variety of devotees, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave benedictions of pure love of Godhead, and the same pure of love of God was given, but the qualifications and the external qualifications of each of them were different. So one thing which very nicely which Radhanath Maharaj brought was how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into this world. The reason was that there were many devotees who were in ecstasy and also in agony. And he was mentioning that how can ecstasy be also there in the same place, agony is also there. So ecstasy was, devotees were relishing the beautiful Harinam, the association of devotees, and agony was, they were feeling very remorse that there were many people in the world who were not able to get a chance to relish Krishna consciousness. So this is a dvandva, two different emotions at the same time, ecstasy and agony. So this has been a theme which Maharaj mentioned in his whole class, and we can see that the same ecstasy and agony was not just in Advaita Acharya, in Haridas Thakur, in Srivas Thakur, but down the line in Parampara we find that our Acharyas went out of their way to preach with the whole idea of that they were enjoying the ecstasy, relishing the ecstasy, but they also were in agony that there were conditioned souls who were not getting chance to practice Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was also enjoying ecstasy in Vrindavan Dham. Yet Srila Prabhupada went out of Vrindavan Dham in agony to run after the conditioned souls and share the ecstasy to everyone, the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada, in that mood of compassion, invoked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence all over the world in the form of deities. We have deities of Gaur-Nitya all over the world today. In the form of books of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, written by Goswamis, and then Srila Prabhupada gave purports to those books, Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Prabhupada gave us temples. Srila Prabhupada gave us a devotee association, is it not? That's the agony of Srila Prabhupada which came out so that he could benedict the whole world. I was just discussing with one devotee recently, and today it is so common that if you want to go someplace, whether it's in India or abroad, we just ask casually, udhar koi devotee hai kya? Prasad mil sakta hai kya? Just imagine, anywhere in the world, koi devotee hai kya? The thought of that question coming means, just imagine how much Srila Prabhupada's preaching movement has penetrated into the world, that even we can think of a very far gone place, jahan pe koi gaya bhi nahi koi vyakti, lekin wahan par prasad milne wala hai kya? So this is how Srila Prabhupada, in the agony of helping the conditioned souls, reached out to every nook and corner. Srila Prabhupada first time ever went to South America. He was in Venezuela, Caracas. And Prabhupada came to the temple center, and there he saw the whole room was packed with devotees. All devotees. It was Prabhupada coming for the very first time to South America, but preaching had happened. So many devotees had come up, and the whole room was packed with devotees, and Prabhupada saw the deities of Gaur-Nitya. And Prabhupada sang this beautiful bhajan, Parama Karuna Pahudui Jana Nitaya Gaur Chandra. And as Prabhupada was singing, Prabhupada got stunned. He could not sing. Tears were coming from his eyes. He was in ecstasy. So, Satswarup Maharaj mentions in his book the inner emotions of Srila Prabhupada. He compares Srila Prabhupada to Akrura. See, Akrura was staying in Mathura, in the kingdom of Kamsa. He never got opportunity to see Krishna. Always he had been hearing about Krishna, the glories of Krishna. So when he got his difficult task of going to Vrindavan and getting Krishna, he was not ready, but still he had to go because that was Krishna's arrangement for him. So when Akrura came down on his chariot from Mathura, and as soon as he entered Vrindavan, the first time ever he saw the lotus footprints of Krishna. So he had only heard about those lotus footprints. But the first time he saw the lotus footprints, then all the ecstasy came out and he was rolling in the ground in the dust of Braja. Because what he had heard, what he had felt, he was experiencing it physically. So Satswarup Maharaj writes, Srila Prabhupada was going all over the world to establish Krishna consciousness everywhere. And he had not come to South America also yet. First time, first visit. And after his first visit, already there were so many devotees sitting there chanting Hare Krishna and practicing Krishna consciousness. So his state of consciousness was like Akrura actually physically seeing that whole thing manifesting. That what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said, that every town and village, my holy name will be chanted. And Prabhupada was actually seeing that how Gaur-Nitya is already here and there are Gaur-Nitya devotees here. So Prabhupada went into ecstasy. So this was Prabhupada, how eager he was there to install Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. We have our Shishir Adharas Vihari Mandir next door here. And we know that how Srila Prabhupada fought till the end. He was the only one who was fighting till the end. And finally he won the battle. He got the land. But as you know, India is a difficult place many times. You know, you get something, but you don't get everything. Prabhupada got the land, but permission to construct temple was taking time now. Another challenge. Can you imagine? The land was ours, But the government permission for construction of temple, this different agreements have to be signed, and that was taking a lot of time. Prabhupada was feeling very impatient, and Prabhupada told the devotees, if they don't allow us to make temple here, so many permissions and all this, we will construct a bus depot here. Bus depot? In Juhu, we already have bus depot there. Juhu Vile Parle scheme, right? So bus depot. Why, Prabhupada? If they are not allowing us to have temple here, we will have tens and fifteens of buses, Sankirtan buses with Gaurnita in that. And they will go all over Bombay the daytime, preach, distribute books, and the night come and stay here in this book. And devotees can come stay in the depot here. That was how eager he was to install Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So this is how we can see Srila Prabhupada's own life, the idea of the agony in his heart to give Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. In the same way, we find Advaita Acharya, his agony, he praying intensely, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should appear, Haridas Thakur chanting his rounds. So this is what we are experiencing today in Krishna consciousness, is because of the agony which all great Vaishnava Acharyas felt for all of us. And our parampara here is also parampara of agony. Maharaj was mentioning that we should also carry the same spirit of relishing Krishna consciousness, but also giving out Krishna consciousness, not be satisfied that we got it, that's it. We also have to extend ourselves and give the conditioned souls a valuable chance. So after hearing from Maharaj, I thought I'll just pick up this idea of agony again more and narrate a beautiful pastime from one of the beautiful literatures of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We all know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, whose Channa Avatar, the hidden incarnation, the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have been revealed to us because of three prominent writers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. Other is Vrindavan Das Thakur, he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. And third is Lochan Das Thakur, he wrote Chaitanya Mangal. In fact, they are so humble, because the whole idea of, we see the three books combining together, that when Vrindavan Das Thakur was compiling his book, he named his book Chaitanya Mangal. But by the time he finished, he came to know that there is one more devotee who has written a book on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he has named it Chaitanya Mangal. So immediately he dropped the idea and he changed the book from Chaitanya Mangal to Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, throughout his Chaitanya Charitamrita, is saying, I am only touching those areas, those pastimes, which Vrindavan Das Thakur did not get time to write in his books. Whatever pastimes he has already written, I am just going to browse those pastimes. So just imagine three authors on the same subject matter with humility creating a magnum opus. So Chaitanya Mangal describes a beautiful incident in the Sutra Khand of the agony of one more great Vaishnava, Narad Muni. So let's go into past. This is somewhere when the earth was having Dwapar Yuga, and Narad Muni was on his universal preaching tour, traveling from different planets with his Veena, chanting the holy names, Radhika Ramana Name, Narad Muni Bajaya Veena. And Narad Muni, he was traveling, and while going, his vision fell on earth planet. So Narad Muni was looking at the earth planet, and because he's a powerful devotee, he's a powerful acharya, he was a Trikal Yajna. He knew past, present and future. So he saw what's going to happen in earth. He saw the earth will be soon overcome by the influence of Kali Yuga. And Narad Muni was watching as if in the future, he was watching whole kind of a video kind of thing, you know, audio visual show of what's going to happen in Kali Yuga. And he saw Kali Yuga people will not be interested in religion. People will be more interested in shortcuts. In the relationship, there will be shortcuts. In job, shortcuts. Even in practicing religion, also shortcut. Everything will be shortcut. People are not interested in the main stuff. And Narad Muni was trying to figure out who will preach to them. And Narad Muni started developing strategies within his mind to preach to Kali Yuga people. And Narad Muni came to conclusion that even I can't preach. And this is Narad Muni. He is thinking, in Kali Yuga, who is going to preach? Even I can't preach. And who is Narad Muni? He is the one who has the best preaching track record. Narad Muni has turned, or has, there is never a stone which Narad Muni could not turn out. That is, he has preached to Prahlad Maharaj, he has preached to Mrigari, he has preached to Valmiki. Now these are the most difficult examples to preach to. Valmiki, right? Now Valmiki was a bandit. He was a robber, and he used to loot people in jungles and kill them. In some places it is mentioned that he would also cut their fingers and hang it on the, like a garland. That was the level he was violent. And Narad Muni went and preached to him, and then finally convinced him to chant the holy name of Ram. Now, Valmiki at that time could not even chant the name of Ram. Now, chanting the name of Ram is so easy for all of us. At least we can chant Ram. But Valmiki in his previous times, he could not even chant Ram. So, Narad Muni had to devise a strategy of giving him something which he could easily chant. That was Mara. By chanting Mara, 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 then again he started chanting Ram. And through that chanting, he became Valmiki Rishi. And then he got a chance to write Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana. So from where he went to which place? Like rags to riches, as we say. And who was instrumental in this? Narad Muni. Narad Muni could go and penetrate even difficult places. He went and preached to Prahlad Maharaj. Now who is Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj is a great Vaishnava, but who was he? What's his connection? He is a son of Hiranyakashipu. And who is Hiranyakashipu? That time Hiranyakashipu was such a powerful person, no one could stand in front of him. Even demigods had become his servants. And this Hiranyakashipu, his son, Narad Muni decided to preach him. Everyone thought that Hiranyakashipu's son will become Hiranyakashipu version 2. And even they were all convinced, and Indra actually decided to abduct Kayadu and take her away and then kill the child when he's born. All this planning demigods are doing. And Narad Muni said, don't worry, he's not going to be Hiranyakashipu part 2, but he will be a great devotee. And Narad Muni is not ready to wait that when Prahlad will be born, then I will take him to Gurukul and preach and make him a devotee. He has no time. While Prahlad was in his mother's womb, Narad Muni preached to him. Now we have difficulty to preach to someone who is standing in front of us, who is listening to us. Narad Muni preached to Prahlad Maharaj when he was in mother's womb and made him a pure devotee there. So just accomplishments of Narad Muni, where and which places, whom he has made devotees. Mrigari. He was enjoying killing animals half. And this Mrigari did not even know what is good, what is bad. Narad Muni showed him the entire future. What are you going to suffer? Mrigari came to senses. What should I do? Give up your bow. Break your bow and arrow. Chant and practice bhakti. So who will take care of me? Krishna will take care of you. Srila Prabhupada mentions in one of his lectures that Mrigari was sitting and chanting, and he was thinking, what will happen to me? Narad Muni is told everything will come. So he took a lot of faith, kept on chanting, and everyone would come to meet him because everyone got samachar news that Mrigari, the hunter, the aborigine, has become a great saintly person. So people would come to meet him, and when they would come to meet him, Prabhupada says in Vedic culture, they would always carry something to give to the saintly person. So they would carry atta, dal, chawal, Prabhupada says, you know. And in no time, Mrigari was thinking, are itna atta, dal, chawal aage, kya karna hai isko abhi? So you do food for life. So this is Mrigari. And the same Mrigari then was not ready to step over an ant. So Narad Muni has such a brilliant track record of making devotees. But when he saw all of us, the Kaliyugites, he was in agony. Hinko prachar kaun karega? And he came, he actually was crying. And he decided, the answer to this is with Krishna. I need to go to Krishna and tell him, Prabhu, you only have to come. No one else can preach in this Kaliyuga. And then Narad Muni was thinking, where is Krishna now? And then he realized, oh, he's on the earth planet. It's Dwapar Yuga and Krishna is in Dwarka. So Chaitanya Mangal mentions, Lochan Das Thakur is telling this whole beautiful pastime to Damodar Pandit, and he is mentioning that Narad Muni now starts towards the earth planet and is about to reach Dwarka. And Lochan Das Thakur takes us in advance to Dwarka. What's happening in Dwarka meanwhile? And Lord Krishna has just arrived in Dwarka, maybe from Hastinapur, and everyone has gorgeously welcomed Lord Krishna in Dwarka. And finally, Lord Krishna goes to different palaces of his queens. And from Satyabhama's palace, Krishna is coming in the palace of Rukmini Devi. So as soon as Rukmini Devi sees Lord Krishna, immediately she holds Krishna's hand, brings him inside, makes him comfortable on the seat, and then she starts worshipping or washing Krishna's lotus feet. So she is washing Krishna's lotus feet, and Krishna is very happy. She is also very happy. And then she wipes Krishna's feet, and then she holds Krishna's feet on her chest and starts crying. So the second Abhishek now happening. The first Abhishek is the water Abhishek. The second Abhishek is the Abhishek of tears of Rukmini. And Krishna is confused why she should cry. Because now I am here. If I am not here, she should cry in separation. So Lord Krishna asks Rukmini, why are you crying? I am here. I am here. You should be happy. So Rukmini wipes her tears, and she's trying to frame some words for Krishna. How to reply to Krishna? Krishna has asked, why are you crying while I am here? I am with you now. And Rukmini is trying to tell something, but she is not able to tell. And finally she says, you will not understand. You will not understand. Now that makes Krishna more intrigued. What is this that I cannot understand? I spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. I told him that everything which is there in this world, everything is created by me. I am the knower of Vedas. Everything is known by me. So all this, everything is known to me. And here is Rukmini telling that you don't know this. You will not understand. So Krishna becomes more interested. He said, why I can't understand? Please tell me. Said, the nectar of your lotus feet, the rasa, the taste of that nectar, you will not able to understand because it is your lotus feet. We are relishing the nectar of the lotus feet. So now I am holding your lotus feet. I am happy, but I am also worrying that tomorrow this lotus feet will not be here. Because you are always bound to your devotee's love. You keep moving here and there, wherever devotees call you. So I am going to miss the nectar of your lotus feet, worshipping them. So Krishna says, well, tell you more. Said, I can't tell more because the best person who can understand this is Srimati Radharani. And Krishna becomes more interested now. Because Rukmini is taking the name of Radharani. Just imagine. There are different rasas, Dwarka rasa and there is Vrindavan rasa. So there is a lot of competition there. Transcendental competition. But Rukmini is glorifying Radharani. And Krishna asks, please tell you more. And Rukmini Devi says that all your devotees are relishing the taste of your lotus feet, but the highest is Srimati Radharani because she has actually tasted the nectar of serving your lotus feet. So, my dear Krishna, unless you understand the mood of Radharani, unless you understand this whole concept of what a devotee relishes by serving your lotus feet, no one can ever describe to you the feeling of emotion of relishing the lotus feet of your. So Krishna is now thinking, well, this is a big challenge that he has to now relish his own lotus feet. And for that, he has to take the mood of Srimati Radharani because Radharani is the best person who can give him understanding of what the nectar of his lotus feet is all about. So Krishna is calculating now how he can now do that part. Meanwhile, Narad Muni comes into Dwarka, into the palace of Rukmini. And Narad Muni is also crying. So now Krishna is worried because now Rukmini was crying and Narad Muni is also crying. Krishna is thinking, is the world crying day or what? Everyone is crying around me. So what happened to you, Narad Muni? Why are you crying? So Narad Muni tells the whole story of why he is crying. That how Kali Yuga is going to come and I am not able to understand who is going to preach to these people in Kali Yuga. Therefore, I have come to you that only you can come and preach to people in Kali Yuga. You are winding up your pastimes in Dwapar Yuga. But you need to come back in Kali Yuga again. And Lord Krishna smiles. And Lord Krishna smiles and tells, I am going to fulfill both of your wishes. Rukmini gave me a challenge that I can understand the lotus feet, the glories of my lotus feet, and you gave me a challenge that no one else can preach in Kali Yuga, only I have to come. So I am going to combine these two things and appear as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga. I will relish in the mood of Radharani the nectar of my own lotus feet. And not only that, I am going to give this nectar freely to everyone in Kali Yuga. So this is something as relishing and also distributing. So that is the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the whole parampara. Not just relish, but also give. So Narad Muni, he begs to Krishna, what is this Lord Chaitanya? I have never heard. Please kindly show me this form. And Lord Krishna immediately shows the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rukmini as well as Narad Muni. So here is Lord Krishna now transformed as Lord Gauranga in Dwarka. And that's a trailer, very short. And immediately Krishna comes back in his original form. And he tells Narad Muni, this is trailer and rest of it will come when Kali Yuga comes. And Narad Muni becomes very happy. And Krishna says, now it's your service. You need to go to all the great demigods and tell them to come in Kali Yuga. Just like they all appeared when I appeared in Dwapar Yuga as Krishna. So they should all appear in their Amsha forms in Kali Yuga also to help me in this mission of Sankirtan. So immediately now Narad Muni is on the seva. He came to get some solution from Lord Krishna. But Lord Krishna gave him solution, also gave him a service. What to do next? So now Narad Muni, the journey begins. See, Narad Muni is not like a person, okay, kaam ho gaya niklo. Narad Muni is happy to get more service. Because now he is going to share the beautiful secret of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all the great devotees of Lord Krishna. So Narad Muni, having seen Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful form, is in ecstasy. And when he is traveling, he is thinking about that beautiful, just now he has seen that beautiful, beautiful golden form. He goes in ecstasy. He is traveling here, there, everywhere. He is not even knowing which place he is going because he is in ecstasy. And while going here and there, finally, Rochandas Thakur mentions that he comes across Uddhava. So Uddhava is somewhere in Badrika Ashram. So on the way, he meets Narad Muni. And Uddhava says, I have seen Narad Muni many, many times. He is always in ecstasy. But today, I am some special ecstasy. Because his shawl is somewhere else, his veena is somewhere else, and he's looking at this direction but walking in the other direction. Looks to be in a very special ecstasy. So he holds him. Narad Muni, what happened to you? So Narad Muni, looks like you just saw something special, wonderful. What was that? Please tell me. I am excited to know it. And Narad Muni tells, yes, I saw the most munificent and beautiful form of Lord Gauranga. What was that? Give me the background. Uddhava says, Narad Muni tells the whole story of how he saw the earth planet and Kali Yuga going to come, and then he came to Dwarka and Krishna told him he's going to come. So Uddhava said, well, why are you waiting here? Don't waste your time. Go fast. Go to Kailash. Very close by, Kailash is there. Go tell Shiva and Parvati to immediately come down because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to appear. So immediately Narad Muni leaves and he comes to Kailash. Same ecstasy. And there is Nandi, the bull of Lord Shiva, as a guard. And he watches Narad Muni coming in a different way, different style, so much of ecstasy. And Narad Muni says, I want to meet Lord Shiva and Parvati, urgent. So Nandi goes inside and tells Parvati and Shiva, Narad Muni has come. So Parvati says, leke aa jao, bring him inside. Well, I want to bring him inside, but today is a different thing. Generally, he comes very straight, playing veena and singing. But today, he came, looks like a lot of ecstasy is in his heart. He is not knowing where he is going. His veena is this side, his shawl is this side, he is there somewhere else, you know. So Parvati becomes excited now. Maybe some special news has come. That's why Narad Muni is showing such symptoms. So Narad Muni comes in, and Lord Shiva and Parvati greet him. He said, yes, what brings you here? And Narad Muni tells, Parvati Devi, do you remember? What? Do you remember many, many thousands of years back? It was you who got the special benediction from Lord Narayan that Lord Narayan will distribute his Mahaprasad to you. Do you remember that? And Parvati says, yes, I can remember faintly about that. Do you also remember what happened after that? And Parvati was thinking, what happened after that? And Lochandas Thakur, just not to keep us in mystery, he takes us into the past. So while Narad Muni is talking to Parvati and Shiva, Narad Muni's story goes in the past. What happened when Parvati got the Mahaprasad? So we go in the past, already in the past, in the past. So be with me. So Narad Muni is now speaking of thousands and thousands of years ago when Narad Muni met Uddhava. He also just met Uddhava, but this is like long back. He met Uddhava and he told Uddhava, Uddhava, you are such a great devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. You are always getting constant association of Lord Sri Krishna. What is the secret of your Krishna consciousness? And Uddhava says, secret of my Krishna consciousness is that I am always accessing Krishna's Maha. You see, I always wear Krishna's garland, Maha garland, Krishna's clothes also I wear. Krishna's prasad, whatever I eat is Krishna's prasad. Everything is Maha around me. And that is the power of my Krishna consciousness. I just cannot miss Krishna's Maha. Everything I have is Krishna's Maha. So Narad Muni says, well then, what is the solution? Give me one solution. So you just get Krishna prasad. And then your life will not be the same. You will be advancing in Krishna consciousness. So Narad Muni asks, where will I get Krishna prasad? Go to Lord himself, he will give you prasad. So these are the times when prasad was not easily available. Nowadays you can go to an ISKCON temple counter, you will get prasadam. Online also you will get prasadam nowadays. You are sitting in a train and then you can dial a number, some rail catering prasadam. Prasadam will come in the train where you are sitting. But these are the times when Narad Muni had to ask Uddhava, are prasad kaha milega? And Uddhava told him, Bhagwan ke paas milega. So Narad Muni is scratching his head, where to go? And finally he came with the idea, let me go to Vaikuntha to meet Lord Narayan. So Narad Muni goes to Vaikuntha to meet whom? Lord Narayan. So Lord Narayan is lying on the shesha. He is, has closed his eyes. Mother Lakshmi is massaging the feet of Narayan. So Narad Muni comes in Vaikuntha. He goes behind Lakshmi and tells Lakshmi Mata, Mataji, thoda prasad milega kya? Will I get some prasad? And Lakshmi becomes very serious, perturbed. And he asks Lakshmi Devi, did I ask a wrong question? Lakshmi said, no, you ask a right question, but a wrong time. What happened? Khaliya ka prasad sa apne? So no, just 5 minutes back, Lord Narayan told me, don't give my Mahaprasad to anyone. So Narad Muni is in now, what to do? So Lakshmi said, don't worry. Give some time, be here, do some service. I'll give a lot of service of Lord Narayan. Be here, and at right opportune time, I will request again Narayan, and maybe he will give you Mahaprasad. So Narad Muni stays in Vaikuntha and is serving, helping Lakshmi Devi in her service to Lord Narayan. And after some time, Lord Narayan opens his eyes and he watches Lakshmi Devi. And he says, Lakshmi, I think so. You have something in your heart which you are longing to tell me for some time. And Lakshmi tells, yes, just when you told me not to give my Mahaprasad to anyone, your great devotee Narad Muni came afterwards and asked me for Mahaprasad. So I am in dilemma. I am supposed to obey your order, but I cannot neglect your devotee also. So Lord Narayan said, that's okay, no problem. So Narayan with his own hands gives Mahaprasad to Lakshmi, give it to Narad Muni. So now Narad Muni has finally got his, what? Mahaprasad. Today is fasting, so no Mahaprasad. So Mahaprasad has come in his hands. And when Mahaprasad comes in your hand, what happens? You don't keep watching for a long time, right? Especially if Narad Muni has got Mahaprasad after such a long time. Today evening you will not see the plate for a long time. You know, immediately start honoring Mahaprasad. So Narad Muni immediately took all the Mahaprasad. Immediately. And as soon as he took the Mahaprasad, Narad Muni went into ecstasy. And he was traveling in ecstasy.
eating that Mahaprasad. He did not know where he was going, where he was traveling. In that mood of travel, same as before, he came to Kailash. This is the story inside the main story, okay? So he came to Kailash and Lord Shiva was in meditation. And Narad Muni is dancing, chanting loudly in ecstasy. And Lord Shiva's meditation is broken. He opens his eyes and he asks, Narad Muni, what happened to you? And Narad Muni is in ecstasy. Lord Shiva went and started shaking him. Narad Muni, kya ho gaya? What happened to you? So Narad Muni said, well, I'm sorry. Where am I? So you are in Kailash. Oh, how I came to Kailash? You are in ecstasy. You don't know where you are going. From Vaikuntha you came to Kailash. You did not realize also. Okay, so now Lord Shiva said, what happened? What is the reason for your great ecstasy? So Narad Muni told the story of Mahaprasad. Lord Shiva said, wow, where is the Mahaprasad? Give me Mahaprasad. And Narad Muni is saying, Hari Bol, sab khaliya. I have taken everything. Hey, I am your brother. How can you eat without sharing with your family members? Narad Muni said, I got this Mahaprasad little after long time. I did not think of anyone. I just took the Mahaprasad. So if some of you have such realizations, we are in parampara. Don't worry. So he took the Mahaprasad and Lord Shiva said, where is your hand? He catches hold of his hand. And there in Narad Muni's hand, there is one small kernel, speck of Mahaprasad. Lord Shiva picks up that and honors. And then Lord Shiva goes in ecstasy. Right? Lord Shiva goes in ecstasy after honoring Lord Narayan's Mahaprasad. When Shiva goes in ecstasy and he starts dancing, his dancing is not as sober as Narad Muni's dancing. His tandava begins. And his tandava is creating confusion all over the world, especially the earth planet. The whole earth is shaking. And Mother Earth is concerned. Is this a time for tandava? So she becomes very afraid for all people who are living on the earth planet. And she starts crying and help, asking for help. And she calls, Parvati Devi, please help. Please tell your husband not to dance now. This is not the right time. So Parvati also is feeling, why there is so much of tremors happening? You know, why Lord Shiva should dance now? So seeing Bhumi Devi crying, then Parvati Devi goes and she watches Narad Muni standing there and Shiva is dancing in Tandav. So she tells Lord Shiva, please stop your dancing. You are causing trouble to Mother Earth. But Shiva is in another world only in ecstasy because now he has taken what? Mahaprasad. So Parvati Devi is again pointing to Lord Shiva, trying to bring him out of ecstasy. But Shiva is not willing to come out of ecstasy. He is completely absorbed. So then Parvati Devi had to hurl abuses on her husband. And that brings Shiva back to external consciousness. So why you are shouting at me? Lord Shiva asked Parvati. You don't know what you are doing. You are dancing. You are dancing Tandav Nritya. The whole earth was shaking. Mother Earth was in agony. Lord Shiva said, I'm sorry, I did not know. I just took some Mahaprasad. What is that Mahaprasad? And Lord Shiva tells the whole story that Narad Muni went to Vaikuntha, got some Mahaprasad. He came, he did not have Mahaprasad. I took the one kern. And Parvati said, you ate that one speck. And while eating that speck, you did not even think about me. What is this? So Lord Shiva was now hanging his head. Previously, Narad Muni was hanging his head. Now both were hanging their head because they took the Mahaprasad. So Parvati said that you both great Vaishnavas, you did not think of others. So now I am going to do tapasya. And I am going to appease Narayan to give me Mahaprasad. And not just give me, I am going to make Mahaprasad available for everyone at all times. So immediately Mother Parvati sits on meditation on Lord Narayan. And with her intense meditation, she attracts Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan comes there in front of Parvati. And Parvati Devi asked that you give Mahaprasad, which is so rare of your Mahaprasad, only to Narad Muni. And you told Lakshmi Mata to stop Mahaprasad distribution. But I want your Mahaprasad. Please give me your Mahaprasad. So Lord Narayan said, well, yes, surely I'll give you my Mahaprasad. And Parvati said, well, I don't want to just eat my Mahaprasad alone. I want to distribute this Mahaprasad, make sure that this Mahaprasad is not a rare commodity. It is for everyone. Please kindly give this benediction. And Lord Narayan told Parvati Devi that, yes, henceforth, this Mahaprasad will become an easy commodity for everyone. In fact, when I appear in Jagannath Puri, which is a place of Mahaprasad distribution, when I will honor the Bhoga, the first offering of my Mahaprasad will come to you, your temple, and then from there it will go to the entire, to everyone in the world. So we know that our Jagannath Puri temple, behind Jagannath temple, there is one temple of Bimala Devi. So all the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath is then honored by Bimala Devi, and then from there it goes to which place? Everyone knows the place, Anand Bazar. So, now Narad Muni, again the same story. Do you remember Parvati, this story of Mahaprasad? Parvati says, yeah, I remember now. But do you remember what Narayan told you after that? What was that? Lord Narayan told you, Parvati Devi, you are so compassionate. You are not just thinking about your own self, but you are thinking of making this available for everyone. So Parvati Devi, seeing your mood, I remember that soon, someday in the future, I will take this mood of not just relishing myself, but giving out to others. And that is, I will give everyone love of God. I will come as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Parvati Devi, aapko yaad aaya kya? So Narad Muni asked, yes, I remember, he said, and this is like a story long, long back. I have come to tell you good news, the time has come. This Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to appear now, soon, and he has told both of you to go down on the earth planet near Navadvip Dham and take your Amsha there, incarnate, become Advaita Acharya and Sita Thakurani. So Lord Shiva is excited and Mother Parvati is excited, and Narad Muni bids farewell because he has to go to everyone. Invitation ka chapke diya hai sabko bhi. So now the next person he goes is Brahma, Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma is waiting there in his kingdom, Brahma Loka. And Narad Muni again the same way, ecstasy. He is moving out there. And Brahma watches that, I have seen my son in ecstasy, but this is double ecstasy. This is multiple times. So immediately hold his son. What happened? Where are you heading? Oh my father, I was coming to you only. Why are you coming? Well, I have a good news. What is the good news? Lord Krishna told me to inform you that soon he is going to appear as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga, and that you should also go there and perform and be part of his pastimes. And Lord Brahma becomes ecstatic hearing that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. See, all these great demigods are so much ecstatic because they know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is not a regular incarnation. Once in one day of Brahma, Lord Krishna himself comes as Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that time he gives pure love of Godhead to everyone. So this is something which is a very rare event which is going to come. And Brahma tells Narad Muni, I knew very well Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to come. And then Brahmaji narrates a story that how long back, when I was sitting in Brahma Loka, and then your brothers, the four Kumaras, came down with a query. They told that Krishna is Atmaram. Krishna is self-sufficient. But why Krishna comes to the earth planet and he is playing Rasa Leela with the gopis? Krishna is self-sufficient. Why Krishna needs to dance with the other gopis? We are not able to understand. Please tell us the reason why Krishna, who is Atmaram, yet it comes down and he relishes dancing with the gopis. So Brahma tells, well, I have some answer, but I do not know whether that answer will suit the purpose. So Brahmaji is thinking very intensely that this answer has to be given by Lord himself. And as he is praying, Lord incarnate says Hamsa Avatar in the form of a swan. And as Hamsa Avatar, he comes down and then instructs this question, his query has come. He answers the query to both Brahmaji and the four Kumaras. So we will not go into query because Lochandas Thakur did not give the answer to this query. The story goes ahead. The four Kumaras are very happy. They go away. And Lord Hamsa Avatar is in front of Brahmaji. And he tells Brahmaji, Brahmaji, I am going to give you a very, very special thing now. What is that? I am going to give you the four shlokas, which are the seed verses of Bhagavatam, called as Chatushloki Bhagavat. From this Chatushtoki Bhagavat, the entire Bhagavat will spring. So Narada, Brahmaji receives Chatushtoki Bhagavat from whom? Hamsa Avatar. And Brahmaji is releasing Chatushtoki Bhagavat. The whole Bhagavatam expands to Brahmaji. And it is mentioned that when Ved Vyas wrote the Vedas, and after writing the Vedas, he was not satisfied. Narad Muni told him to write what? Bhagavatam. It was that time Lochan Das Thakur mentions that Brahmaji went to Ved Vyas and gave him these four shlokas. Said, you elaborate on this. This was given to me by Lord Narayan as Hamsa. So Ved Vyas elaborated on those four verses and made the 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Brahma tells, I meditated on those four verses, and from those four verses I saw different places where in the hidden way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioned. So Brahma tells about how that Gargacharya, when he was giving name to Lord Sri Krishna in the cowshed, he mentioned that this boy, he is Lord himself. He appears four times in four different colors. He said, no one ever thought of the fourth person. Before Kali Yuga, Krishna made it very, the whole thing so invisible that even the people read about four, but they always thought of three, because three was a general thing. Lord is three yogi. So no one ever thought of the fourth one. They always got caught up in three only. So it is mentioned four, but no one thought the fourth is going to come in Kali Yuga, because Krishna made it invisible, because Krishna wants his incarnation as hidden. So Brahma says, when I heard that verse, I remember, where is the fourth one? Who is going to come in the fourth? And then I heard in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Brahmaji mentions, Nimi Maharaj having conversation with the Nava Yogendras. There also Nava Yogendras are speaking about four yugas and four incarnations. There again hint is coming. And Brahma is saying, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is giving hint, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. So where is the Yuga Avatar of Kali Yuga? No one thinks about it. But now you see, Krishna has made everyone forget that, or made the whole thing invisible. But here is now Krishna going to appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I was thinking about this, and you have come with the good news. I will definitely go down and I also take part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. So everyone is excited now. And Brahma tells now Narad Muni that you go and tell Indra, Chandra, Vayu, let them also join us. So he goes to all the demigods and tells everyone that please come down, join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special Leela going to happen in Kali Yuga. So Narad Muni has done the entire networking of invitations. Narad Muni is very happy. So Narad Muni comes down to the earth planet, sits in a lonely place, and starts meditating on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful form. As he is meditating on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form, Lochan Das Thakur mentions, a divine voice speaks. That is Lord himself. And he tells, oh Narad Muni, you are relishing my form as Lord Chaitanya. I want you to go to Jagannath Puri. So he also is going to Jagannath Puri. We are going to Jagannath Puri also, Yatra. So go to Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri, I am staying as Lord Jagannath, and I am waiting for you and want to reveal something more to you. So Narad Muni becomes excited. Narad Muni starts running towards Jagannath Puri. He comes to Jagannath Puri, and there is the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. And Narad Muni goes and embraces Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath embraces Narad Muni. And Lord Jagannath said that you told everyone about my advent as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will tell you, when I'll come as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will spend lot of my time in this dham, Jagannath Puri. And here I will spend time in, from here I will distribute this love of Godhead by traveling all over. And here I will relish this love of Godhead in Jagannath Puri dham. So Narad Muni goes in more ecstasy, because now he's getting so many details about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to come and spend time in Jagannath Puri. Then Lord Jagannath tells Narad Muni, now you should go and see yourself the beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Golok Vrindavan. Are you all still with me? We are going from different places, you know. When I read this whole story, I had to read three times to understand kaha se kaha connection ho raha hai. So now Narad Muni is now traveling from earth planet to beyond Vaikuntha, now to Golok Vrindavan. So Narad Muni reaches Golok Vrindavan, and there, in a beautiful golden throne, he finds Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting there. So Golok Vrindavan has two halves. One is the Vrindavan Dham, the other is Navadvip Dham. But when Narad Muni has come, for him a special darshan is arranged, where both Navadvip Dham and Vrindavan and even Dwarka has come together, all of them together. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting there on golden throne. And on one side, there is a whole retinue of Rajagopis, Radharani and all the Sakhis. On one side is all the 16,108 queens of Dwarka. They are also there. Rukmini, Satyabhama. And Narad Muni is thinking, you know, one shot we get darshan of everyone here. Who's who? Everyone is there in that darshan. And Narad Muni, Lord Gauranga watches Narad Muni and immediately grabs him, puts him at his lotus feet and tells Narad Muni, thank you very much for telling everyone that I am going to come. I want to reveal you more about my glories. And Lord Chaitanya gives him all more details about what's going to happen in his pastimes. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that how he will be traveling all over and he will be spreading the holy names, and the holy names will be the one by which he will spread the love of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioning all this to whom? Narad Muni. And he tells that I will travel myself to give this love of Krishna. But many people, they will run away and they will hide in different places away from Bharatvarsha. But I have made arrangements for them also. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Golok Vrindavan to Narad Muni is telling that I will send a Senapati Bhakta who will run after these people all over the world and give them my holy name. So who is that person? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Lochandas Thakur Chaitanya Mangal, we find the mention of Srila Prabhupada as the Senapati Bhakta, because no one had done this, right? You know, Srila Prabhupada who did it. In fact, no one has done it. Even now also it's difficult to do it. It is not no one has done it and now everyone is doing it. No. No one has done it and no one is able to do it also now. We have so much difficulty to preach in the very place where we are staying. What to speak of preaching all over the world? Srila Prabhupada could do. And Srila Prabhupada devised a system of preaching such a way that even after his physical demise, ISKCON is still moving on. I remember many, many years back in Mayapur Dham. It was in Mayapur, that time in Gaur, today's Gaur Purnima in Mayapur, lakhs and lakhs of people go to visit Mayapur Dham. Sometimes devotees feel, chalo Mayapur jate Gaur Purnima mein. But for your information, if you want to go to Gaur Purnima in Mayapur, in the morning time after Mangalarti, then people don't come out of their rooms also, because it is so huge, like an ocean of people coming from all over Bengal to take darshan of Navadvip Dham, Yoga Peet. Then they come to Lord Chaitanya, Mayapur, Chandradev Mandir. Devotees don't come out of the room. So much of rush is there. So there's a big pandal. Even now today also, there's a big place where we had our pandal last time in the Yatra. The big pandal they make. Around 50,000-60,000 people congregate in the pandal. And in the pandal, they have around more than 50 deities do abhishek simultaneously. And big, big screens watch the abhishek. So when 50,000 people are coming in the pandal, it's not easy to manage them, right? And especially when they are not from your yatra, from your own place. They are from different people. And especially when their local people are there. So one time, many, many years back, His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj and Jayapataka Maharaj were on the stage. And Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj was trying to control the whole assembly of people who had gathered. But very difficult. Everyone speaking loudly, speaking to each other. There was disturbance, chaos. So finally, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj decided to start a video. So on the big screen, they began a video. They said, Purushottam Maharaj said in Bengali that now we will show Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. And he showed a video. So as soon as the video began, everyone became silent. Everyone was watching the video. Pin drop silence. For how long? Till the video was on. After 45-50 minutes, the video was over. Again, big cacophony. And there is so much of sound. And they are speaking in the mic, but no one is hearing. Then finally, Purushottam Maharaj said, we'll show another video. So next video on. Gaur Leela video, part 2. So like I think so that time, Hare Krishna television had got this golden avatar. and Nadia and Imai, whatever it may be. So two videos were there. So they played this, both the videos. After the second video got over, now it was a challenge. And again, the disturbance happened. So then finally, Jayapataka Maharaj took the mic and said, now we will show the third video. And Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj said, Maharaj, do hi video hai apne paas. We only have two videos of Gaur Leela. We don't have any more videos. Then Maharaj said, put the ISKCON video. Every town and village, that video was the ISKCON activities. And Purushottam Maharaj said, Maharaj, that is ISKCON video. That is not Gaur Leela video. Jayapataka, what do you think ISKCON is? Is it not Gaur Leela? So Purushottam Maharaj said, now who will debate with Maharaj? Okay, yes, Maharaj. Laga diya video. So he put the video and again people were silent, watching the whole Hare Krishna world. And Maharaj was mentioning Purushottam Maharaj. I was contemplating on this part. It was not just for namesake that Jayapataka Maharaj put up the video to make people silent. You know, it's actually a fact. He was mentioning, is it not the preaching happening today by devotees of ISKCON, is it not part of Gaur Leela? Otherwise, how can preaching expand so much? We all know our capacity, our chanting, and we come together and we are preaching and we are making everyone chant. Should be some mystical power behind us, right? And Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj mentions that, you know, even today also we have devotees when they chant in kirtan, like Shivaram Prabhu here leading kirtan, and people are dancing for sometimes hours, and after hours of dancing, they still want Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. You know, mentioning that to dance for hours is not easy for people in Kali Yuga. People in Kali Yuga are having with so many ailments, knee pain, joint pain, head pain, whatever pain, all pains are there, you know. People cannot dance, people cannot stand, they want a chair, people cannot walk, they want auto rickshaw. And here are those people dancing for hours. How that can happen if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in that kirtan? Because Mahaprabhu is in that kirtan, therefore every one of us, beyond our body capacity, we dance and we chant. She was mentioning that Gaur Leela is happening even today. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, ISKCON is part of Gaur Leela. So you find here how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioning about Srila Prabhupada to Narad Muni, that soon when I come and I cannot reach to everyone, my commander-in-chief will come and reach everyone and propagate this mission. So after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows his beautiful darshan and gives his beautiful explanation to Narad Muni, then Lord Gauranga tells Narad Muni, now you have to go to the next task. Go to Shweta Dweep and go and meet Ananta Shesh, Lord Balaram, and tell him that I am going to come and he should appear as Lord Nityananda. So Narad Muni now goes to Shweta Dweep, and there he meets Lord Ananta Shesh and Revati. And it is mentioned that when Lord Narad Muni told, Lord Gauranga has told me from Goloka to come and tell you about him. So Lord Balaram tells, I was waiting for this opportunity when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to come. And soon I will now come, go down and appear in which place? In Eka Chakra Gram. So we see that from Chaitanya Charitamrita's beautiful explanation that Nityanand Prabhu and many of our Vaishnava Acharyas, they took birth in those places where there was no Ganga flowing. It's called Radha Desh. In Bengal, if you see the whole map, Bengal is a very fertile land because there are so many rivers. Because when you see Patna, from Patna the river Ganga flows, huge. In Patna, if you see Ganga, it looks like it's like an ocean. You can't see the other end also. That whole Ganga comes into Bengal. Maximum part enters Bangladesh. A small channel enters into West Bengal and comes as into Mayapur as Navadvip Dham, the Ganga. But before that, Ganga has many tributaries, Damodar and other places, these rivers. So wherever you go to West Bengal, you'll find some river all places. So therefore, Bengalis, the previous traditional, they mentioned, if some place, any place is there where there is no river, that means must be a very sinful place. And such places were called as Radha Desh. So Eka Chakra happened to be also Radha Desh because there was no river there. And there are many more places like that. And it is amazing that all the Vaishnava Acharyas of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's this whole entourage most of them appeared in those Radha-desh areas to make those areas also fortunate. So this is to the extent of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is going, not just to people who are very qualified or ready, but even to unqualified. So this whole story comes in Chaitanya Mangal, where where Narad Muni's agony comes in the form of the benediction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearing in this age of Kali Yuga. And Chaitanya Mangal further, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur mentions about the day when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented. So you find Advaita Acharya was in agony, as Radhanath Maharaj said. Haridas Thakur, Shivas Thakur, all were in agony that Lord should come. But their agony all ended when? Today. This was the day of Gaur Purnima, when everyone was ecstasy. So, all these Kathakars, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, Lochan Das Thakur, give details of the ecstasy which all the devotees felt, the whole universe felt, the demigods felt, the day of Gaur Purnima. So in 10 minutes I'll speak about what happened on Gaur Purnima. We'll try our best. So in Gaur Purnima day, what happened? This is a beautiful verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions. Gaur Chandra Avir Bhava Shune Yehi Jane, Gaur Chandra Avir Bhava Shune Yehi Jane, Kabu Dukha Nai Tara Janme Va Marane. Whoever hears about the appearance of Lord Gaur Chandra on Gaur Purnima will never feel distress either during this life or at the time of death. This is Vrindavan Das Thakur from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Shunile Chaitanya Katha Bhakti Phala Dhare Janme Janme Chaitanya Re Sangya Avatare. By hearing the topics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, one attains the fruit of devotional service to Supreme Lord and accompanies the Lord in his pastimes life after life. So on the month of Falgun, when all the auspicious moments, everything was intact, Vrindavan Das Thakur mentioned Chaitanya Bhagavat that it was an auspicious day, it was an auspicious tithi, it was an auspicious full moonlight night, it was an auspicious moment, and there was cooling moon which was shining very bright. All auspicious. And suddenly Vrindavan Das Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami say, suddenly out of nowhere, Rahu eclipses moon. Even the astrologers had not predicted this eclipse. This was a sudden eclipse. Can you imagine? Those were the Vedic times, people knew about eclipse. No one knew. It was a sudden. Then with surprising power, Rahu suddenly devoured the moon. Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions, who has the power to understand the activities of Lord Chaitanya? By his desire, Rahu devoured or covered the moon. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Rahu was inspired by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to think, even Rahu was inspired. He was thinking that Gaura Chandra is going to appear, the spotless moon. When he is going to appear, why we need this moon with so much of a spot? So immediately Rahu, with no connections here and there, he went and devoured the whole moon planet. And there was eclipse. So no one knew this. Suddenly there was a huge cry everywhere, because people could see the eclipse has come. The moon was full and suddenly the moon has gone. So everyone that time knew that if some eclipse is there, it's very inauspicious, so they should chant the names of Lord. So everyone in Navadvip that time, whether they were devotees, they were non-devotees, they were in between, they did not know who they were all chanting, Hari, 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 Hari. The four directions were chanting the names of Hari. Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Srivas Thakur, who had difficulty preaching to people, they were thinking, why, how come the four directions are chanting Hari? So they knew something special is going to come up. So they were aware. Advaita Acharya even told, yes, Krishna is going to appear now soon. And he was dancing in ecstasy. Haridas Thakur was, Advaita Acharya was in Shantipur. Haridas Thakur was next door, Fulia. So Advaita Acharya went to Haridas Thakur and told him, let's dance, let's chant. Haridas Thakur did not have any dare to ask him why. He said, okay, no problem, let's chant and dance. He said, Advaita Acharya is in ecstasy, who's going to ask why you're in ecstasy? So he was chanting and dancing, but he knew something special is there. Advaita Acharya is dancing in ecstasy. So Advaita Acharya took him to banks of Ganges, took bath and said, something special is going to come. And Haridas Thakur said, yes, I have full faith in you. I know something special is going to come. Sivas Thakur was dancing in ecstasy. Everyone was dancing in ecstasy. The four directions were all lit up. Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions, millions of people went to take bath in Ganga. Someone says, millions of people. In Navadvip you go now, we don't want millions of people. But Navadvip that time was a different Navadvip. As Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning, it was the greatest seat of learning and therefore Kesho Kashmiri came to Navadvip because it was a seat of great pandits. There were great paathshalas. There were big, big ghats. Where at one time in one ghat, lakhs of people would take bath in the morning, afternoon and evening. That was Navadvip, a seat of learning. And when there was eclipse, everyone ran to Ganga. They entered Ganga and they were constantly chanting the names of Hari. And at that time, it is mentioned, a sweet divine fragrance filled the four directions. No one knew from where the fragrance is coming. A gentle breeze was blowing and taking the fragrance to all nooks and corners of Navadvip. Six seasons appeared simultaneously in Navadvip Dham. Such a contradiction. Eclipse and also all these auspicious things. Generally, eclipse means it's inauspicious. So actually Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used the eclipse to make everyone chant the holy names of Hari. And in this way he told everyone, this is my mission. I am going to come in this dark age of Kali Yuga, which is like an eclipse, and will make everyone chant the holy names of Hari. Six seasons appeared simultaneously, and at that auspicious moment in the land of Navadvip, to Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata, the supreme personality of Godhead, appeared as Lord Gaurasundar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. The 14 planets now were chanting Hari Hari. Because the demigods also were waiting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Narad Muni had already given news, samachar de diya tha, aane wale hai. So what was happening in Navadvip now was not a local thing. It was happening universal. The 14 planets were chanting the names of Hari. Everywhere there was only one dhwani, the dhwani of Hari Hari. Chaitanya Bhagavat gives descriptions about the beauty of that child of Lord Gaur Sundar. It's in 3-4 pages, so I'm going to skip that. You can read Chaitanya Bhagavat and know. What happened then? Then the demigods decided, we have to go down and take part in the celebration. The demigods were celebrating from top. They were throwing flowers, pushya, abhishek and all that. This is nothing happening. This is not something which is exciting. Let's go down. So they all came down, but disguised. They were all disguised as Bengali women, Bengali men, demigods and demigoddesses. Who came? Brahmaji came. Shivji came. Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Varun, everyone. You name it, everyone was there in a Bengali attire. You name all the goddesses, they were all there. Saraswati Devi was there, then Parvati was there, Narsingh Dev's wife mentioned, Lakshmi Mata also was there, Indra's wife, Sachi was there, Vasishtha's wife, Apsaras, they all came down. Some demigods, they all entered suddenly Jagannath Mishra's house. And Jagannath Mishra is thinking, I have never seen them, but they look very familiar. How can I say no to them? They all came, badai ho, well, congratulations. I said, thank you very much. And suddenly they take over the whole house. And someone is fanning the Lord with chamar. Someone is holding an umbrella on the body of the Lord. And Jagannath Mishra is thinking, who are they? You know, suddenly they have come. And someone is playing musical instrument. So Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions their musical instrument of demigods are very, very special. You know, he mentions they were carrying kettle drums called as dundubi, and they were having dindima drums. Dundubi and dindima. I don't know whether they are there in this age of. But anyway, all demigods were excited and they were watching the beautiful face of Lord Gauranga, who comes only once in the day of Brahma. So while demigods were enjoying their chants, Now the news of Lord Gauranga's appearance has reached to every place in Navadvip. So all the relatives of Jagannath Mishra, now they came running. So now there is a big Kumbh Mela. The demigods are already there in Bengali attires, and now the real Bengalis are also coming in here. And there is a big, it's a small house, but suddenly the whole house starts vibrating with great sounds of ecstasy, happy. And yes, the Nilamba Chakravarti, who is also a relative of Lord Gauranga, he is the father of Mother Sachi. So he comes in and he watches beautiful face of Lord Gauranga. Nilamba Chakravarti is known to be a great astrologer. So he makes charts for everyone. Why not for his own grandson? So he starts calculating the chart. He is spellbound. He just cannot even mention what is in the charts. All he could say is that his chart looks like he is going to be a great king of Bengal. Yeah, great king. King means master. Master means Prabhu. And great means Mahaprabhu. Right? So while Nilamba Chakravarti Thakur is unable to explain the charts, one of the demigods disguised, he starts mentioning, I will tell you about what's in the chart. Everyone's trying to get an opportunity to tell. He said, I will tell you what's in the chart of this boy. And he says, this boy is non-different from Narayan. He will re-establish religious principles. He will preach wonderfully, deliver the entire world. People will receive from him love of Godhead that is desired even by Brahma, Shiva and Shukadeva Goswami. Just by seeing him, people will develop love of Godhead. And people will develop love of Godhead and then they will go out and give this love of Godhead to everyone. After coming in touch with this boy, people will become compassionate and they will in turn share what they have with others. And even Yavanas, this astrologer, he says, even Yavanas who are averse to Vishnu, they will worship the lotus feet of this child. Then the Brahmana stopped, who was the astrologer, and said, I cannot speak any further. Who has power to explain the auspicious symptoms which is found in the beautiful charts of this small child? And then he mentions, oh Jagannath Mishra, you are indeed glorious. You are so fortunate because this child has come as your own son. And then the Brahmana offers Dandavat Pranam to Jagannath Mishra. And Jagannath Mishra is taken of surprise. Brahmana, such a big astrologer, is offering obeisances. So Jagannath Mishra is offering obeisances to him. So there is a competition between both of them to touch the lotus feet. It's a unique thing happening in the house of Jagannath Mishra. And the Brahmana says, this boy, please name him as Sri Vishwambar because he is going to maintain the whole world. You also give him the name Navadip Chandra. And this boy will be the personification of all ecstasies. So in this way, he keeps on narrating many more things. Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions that he also wants to tell that this boy will go all over the world and preach Krishna consciousness as a sannyasi and make people into devotees. Such a nice news. But he thought this is not the right time. No? If I tell now that he will preach all over the world as sannyasi, his parents will think, are sannyasi dene wale, you know. So he thought this news is great news, but this is now rasabhas, could be rasabhas now. So he did not mention that news. But he was very happy to know that, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not going to stay in Navadvip alone, but he's going to travel. And Jare Dekhe Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. And then Jagannath Mishra wanted to give some money, some donations to this Brahmana. He had nothing. Whatever he had, he kept on giving. People came, he kept on giving. He did not know what. He was not having anything. But people, he would just turn around and things would appear. And he would keep giving. So this was Jagannath Mishra's mystical house on that day. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Then villagers came, common people. Relatives came, the villagers came. So they were coming and they were musicians and they were playing mridanga, shehnai, they were playing flutes. And this way everyone was celebrating. Advaita Acharya was celebrating in Shantipur, Haridas Thakur was celebrating in Shantipur, Srivas Thakur Prabhu was celebrating in his own house. Everywhere there were great celebrations. And then slowly, slowly, one by one, all the wives of these great Vaishnavas Srivas Thakur's wife, Malini Devi, Nandanacharya's wife, Chandrasekhar Acharya's wife, they all came to the house of Sachi Mata to greet her, to congratulate her. And after a few days, it is mentioned that Advaita Acharya sent his wife, Sita Thakurani, to come on a palanquin, and she gave auspicious gifts to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the story is endless. We'll end here. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Gaur Purnima Mahamahotsav ki jai. Hare Krishna. So Kirtan will continue now, and then in the evening we have again special programs coming up.